What's cracking, y'all? It's Nipsey Hussle. You already know I'm rocking with my homeboy, Twin City Tone.
We got a lot of topics to cover tonight, Wiz. I guess we'll start off with sports. A lot going on in sports right now, especially Minnesota sports.
Minnesota got some popping up today on live at noon on ESPN. Chet Holmgren, the number one recruit in the nation.
In the nation. Minnehaha Academy.
Nation from Minnehaha Academy had a revealing what school he's going to play for. He had seven teams that he was down to. I think it was like Illinois, Minnesota, Michigan, Gonzaga. Oh, I can't remember the other ones.
But the heavy hitters, though. All of them were
hitters.
Yeah.
And then he ended up choosing Gonzaga, the Zags. That's where his former teammate and star player, Jalen Suggs, who also was from Academy Player of the Year, et cetera, played last year. And he also today announced that he's going eligible for the NBA draft. So congratulations to those two boys. Shout out to y'all. Minnesota sports on the rise. And then Timberwolves in the same category. You know, they're just struggling. Twins struggling. The Wild's doing all right.
Wild's doing all right. Yeah.
Minnesota forecast.
Let's go back to Chet and Jalen. We'll start with Chet real quick.
Yeah.
So, this involves Jalen too. So both of them came up to Go Radio, Go 95.3, after they had won the state championship.
Right.
Came up there with the team, and one of the coaches came up and chopped it up with Pete and I on the air. And just like I said about Jalen, I had known Jalen for a lot longer because, like I said, I went to school with his mom. Deja and Jalen used to hang out when they were little kids. So I knew him. But that was the first time I met Chet, is when he came up to the radio station. And another just cool kid, very humble, just a nice guy.
Yeah,
So it's like these are good kids off the court as well as being tremendous players on the court. And that's just as important, if not more important, is it's more important, your personal character.
Character is very important. As an athlete, too, for sure.
Yep, and because go ahead.
I was just saying, and the thing about it, they just have a winning pedigree, so they could walk around with an attitude or their chin up, but they're really humble.
Yeah.
The skills that them kids have.
Right. Were you surprised that Chet went with Gonzaga? I mean, there were a lot of top schools, but I figured he would go with Gonzaga, too.
I think there might be there's relationships with that kind of stuff, so I think they might – Gonzaga might have a personal relationship with Minnehaha Academy coach or something there, you know, recruiting or something. Not saying it's like bad or like some under the table shit, but that's what happens. That's all that shit is, being a recruiter and like getting players to come to your college is relationships, just like anything else in the world.
Anything else. Right. Exactly. And I mean, I think Chet will fit in well with their program over there, and they'll probably make another nice run. Win a championship.
Chet has all the potential to be a star in the NBA.
He just
go to this next level now and learn from college recruits, learn from the college levels of sports and the coaches and stuff. Get a little muscle on him. I think once he gets muscle on him, he's going to be unstoppable. He already is.
Yeah.
Now, in high school, he was just – I think in high school – great and then average is different than when you get into college. You know what I mean? Like the great players in high school to the average players. Once you get in college, I think everyone's kind of got to be decent if you got in college. You know what I mean?
Exactly. It's like everyone pretty much on the college level was a star on the high school level. And then same thing with the NBA. Everyone in the NBA was pretty much a star in college or
a very competitive. Is a baby college. Like they have like the great pedigree there. And, you know, I think you got to be pretty good to play for Minnehaha Academy. I don't know.
They charge like a baby college, too.
Yeah.
That tuition is no joke. Nice. I remember we looked at Minnehaha when Deja was going into high school. We looked at Minnehaha, Creighton, and De La Salle.
Yeah.
And Minnehaha, tuition-wise, was at the top. They're taxing over there. But it's a great school. You know, you get what you pay for when it comes to that stuff. But yeah, man. So shout out to Chet. Like you said, I think he's going to do well at the next level and then go on to the NBA. Do you think he'll do 1 year in college and then go on to the NBA, just like Jalen?
I think that depends on his development. Jalen looked ready for the NBA. out of high school. I'm not saying Chet doesn't.
Yeah.
I think Jalen's body is developed more at his position.
Yep.
We got a guard. I think Jalen looked a little more filled out. I don't know.
Yeah.
Chet's very like a, I'm not dissing Chet at all.
No, just, no diss at all.
You remember
he's lanky.
Remember Kevin Durant, Kevin Garnett. Like, there's a lot of players that came into the league that were lanky like that, very skinny, and they filled out. Kevin Garnett filled out amazingly. Like, he came this strong defensive presence, which Durant is still kind of lanky.
Yeah.
But he's an NBA star. I mean, one of the greats.
I think, man.
He'll be fine.
Yeah, he'll be fine. He'll be all right. I mean, he's still young, man. He's like, what, 17, 18 right now? He'll be all right. So, shout out to Chet. Dominating. It would have been cool to see Chet and Jalen play together at the college level. But I definitely understand it. I mean, we talked about it last episode, whether or not he would enter the draft. And I said, absolutely, right. I think he will. And he did. And he should. He's ready.
Yeah,
he's ready.
He is ready.
Yep. So he's
one of those boys, Minnesota.
Minnesota, mm-hmm. Man, putting on for the state. And, man, I mean, he's, you know, Jalen's going to go top 10.
Yeah. They say top three.
Maybe top five. Ooh, top three. Is that what they're saying?
I'll see today, but everyone has an opinion. We just got to wait for it to pan out. It depends on what teams need him.
Yeah. At
that position during the draft. So it really depends on what teams get top one through five or whatever that is.
Do they have a date on when the draft is yet?
I'm not sure. Let me see. That would be the 2021 NBA draft. Let me look real quick.
Yeah. Because I know we obviously have to get through the playoffs and everything and see how the season plays out before we know who's picking what.
I imagine it'll be in the summer. I'm looking. No, it says, no, not quite.
Not yet.
Mock draft. Combine will be held June 21st to the 27th.
Okay.
Draft lottery will be held June 22nd. The lottery is where you find out what team gets the pick. And then from there, they'll do their research on what they need at what position. So June 22nd will be the lottery.
Yeah. Now, based on, I know it's still a little ways out. So Wiz, you being the sports analysis here on the Twin City Tone podcast, who do you think is most likely to end up with Jalen Suggs?
Well, if my knowledge is correct, the top three team, the bottom three teams right now are Timberwolves, and without me looking, Houston Rockets, and I can't think in the East. Oh man, there's some bad teams. Let me pull it up. That's what these phones are for.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
Oh, look, we'll look real quick. This will be easy. I'll look at these standings. So in the East, the bottom teams are, hold on 1 second, my bad.
Are you good?
NBA standing. There we go. The bottom teams in the East are Orlando, Detroit, Cleveland right behind them. And then the West, they're Minnesota, Houston, Oklahoma City. So Timberwolves don't need a point guard. We have a bunch of guards. I doubt the Timberwolves would draft him. Houston Rockets would maybe draft him.
Yeah.
Detroit, Orlando, any of those teams I could see getting them. I don't think the Wolves will, but I might be wrong. They might come up with a package. It's really up to – you never know anymore because teams put these packages together and they trade on draft.
Trades. Right.
And if he's valued at a top three position and they need a guard like that, I mean, I can see any of those four teams picking him.
Yeah.
I don't think Jalen will go number one, and I don't know who I think will. I mean, there's a lot of kids at college. There's a kid overseas. There's a kid in the NBA Development League that didn't go to college. A lot of these kids are going to get paid and playing professional ball for 1 year over in Europe or the CBA, and that's also counted. So in the NBA's rules are you have to play 1 year
somewhere else, right? Like outside college
of,
or
out of high school. Yeah.
Yep.
So that can be development league, college, and or another professional league. That's what LaMelo did. That's why he was so developed.
Yeah. Right.
Over Edwards. But now Edwards, since he's gotten his runs in, is looking like everyone dissed the Timberwolves for drafting Edwards. And I was happy right away. I said, I want that kid. I don't want the Wiseman kid. We got Towns. Let's give Towns his due. He just lost his mom. We got to give him that. I didn't want the Ball family legacy here in Minnesota. I don't know.
No,
our Ball was just too
much.
I was Edwards all the way, and they were like, no. But look at now. I mean, the boy is panning out. He's top, the youngest player ever to 10,000 points.
Yep.
And Timberwolves history. top five youngest player in NBA history. I mean, there's a lot of potential. They're saying that he's the new Dwayne Wade 2.0. Like, we got a big future with that kid if we keep him around.
Yeah, for sure.
But I know it got off track. Suggs, anyone that needs that guard position, he's going to be a leader. Anyone can use a leader like Suggs, a point guard, you know.
And I know a lot of people, I mean, they always like to have the hometown hero come back and play for the Wolves and whatnot, but I just feel like he'll have a better career somewhere else. I just don't think he's going to fit in well with the Timberwolves
system. No, I think he'll go down to Houston, system. Go out. Yeah, I agree. I totally agree.
But we'll see, man. But shout out to Suggs, Jalen Suggs. Shout out to Chet Holmgren.
Yes.
Two homegrown talents are going to go on and do great things.